before the rosary ever impacted me. I was not a good child at all. My family stopped going to church for like 6 to 5 years maybe, and I was doing horrible stuff. I started using drugs in seventh grade. Eighth grade, it was only getting worse from there. I was disrespecting teachers. I felt depressed, and even though I came from this big family, I felt lonely. I hear the news one day that I'm moving from California to Texas, this big transition. By God's grace, we came here and I met the youth minister, and he just started preaching and preaching about the rosary. And from there on, my life kind of changed in a miraculous way. At first, I started praying just one rosary a day. And then I hear my youth minister, he said that praying one rosary is just the child's rosary, and you need to pray all four of them. And to me, that was insane. I've only prayed one rosary a day, and now he goes on shouting and yelling, pray four rosaries a day, you need to, it's good for you. Of course, I didn't listen, but I could notice even with just one rosary a day, my life started changing tremendously. One day, I went on a retreat, and that one day, I prayed over four rosaries in that day alone, and then I just felt so happy. I finally felt complete. I felt happy. I didn't feel lonely anymore. And from that moment on, I always make sure I pray four rosaries a day, every single day.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, it is now, and ever shall be.
I suffered kind of severely from anxiety. It kind of started in around second and third grade. Over time, that grew, and I became severely anxious. Around 6th and 7th grade, that's when I was the worst. I would refrain from receiving communion, and I was always scared to go to confession. I didn't want to confess my sins to a priest. But I was introduced to the rosary by these annual retreats. Every single one of those retreats made me want to pray the rosary more, and that's when I started taking the rosary more seriously. That's when I started praying four rosaries a day. It really has impacted me so much. It's really changed my life. I now have a great desire to go to confession, to get my sins forgiven, to fly to Jesus, to fly to His mercy. That's what true peace is. I always want to receive Jesus in the Eucharist because we have a greater appreciation for what Jesus did for us, because we're meditating on His passion, on His resurrection every day. And that has given me a great desire to receive Jesus in the Eucharist as frequent as I possibly can.
I love the Mass now. I feel happy, I feel complete during the Mass. I'm doing things that I've never even thought I would do, like volunteering and serving Masses. I think it is important to teach teenagers about the Rosary, especially at this time.
When I started to learn more about the Rosary and started to pray all the mysteries, that's when it made a big, big difference. I started to actually become more virtuous. My morals increased, and it would actually stay in my mind throughout the whole day, and therefore I became more holy as a person. It really raised my affection for Mary. It makes sense to pray all the mysteries because that's how Mary actually willed it to be. At the time of St. Dominic, so a lot of people don't know the evolution of the Rosary. Back in 1208, when the Rosary was first introduced, then, the rosary St. Dominic was preaching was the rosary of 150 Hail Marys. It matches up with the 150 Psalms. Back then, it wasn't called the rosary, it was called the Marian Psalter. It's intended to be prayed throughout the entire day. There are many promises attributed to the whole rosary, the one that St. Dominic preached. In 2002, Pope John Paul II added luminous mysteries to the rosary. It was inspired by God because the luminous mysteries correspond to what is under attack in our culture. Baptism, the sanctity of marriage, Orthodox teaching, the divinity of Christ, and the real presence of Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist, and the sacred priesthood. The luminous mysteries don't take anything away, but add to it a fuller view of the life of Christ. And it's even a better deal because you can pray more rosaries than the saints did, and hence be even greater than them.
My life has been overwhelmingly better since I started praying the rosary. When I was a child, my dad left me and my mother for another woman, which was a really traumatic experience because I felt like I was left alone without a dad. It was just very hard. When we moved, I went to a new school. I started hanging out with the wrong crowds, bad friends, bad habits. With those bad habits, I broke my mom's heart. I started being mean to my family members. I started isolating myself. I felt alone. I felt abandoned by just everybody. Because I was changing in such a bad way, my mother forced me to go into church and be part of the youth group there. At youth group, my youth minister kept talking about the rosary. I found it really strange that he was always talking about the rosary. But it wasn't until I learned about all the promises and the graces that Mary brings till I actually got into it. A couple of my friends started praying the entire rosary, which is actually 4 rosaries a day. It was that day that I started praying 4 rosaries a day. And that's when my life really started to change. I've been happier, happy with my family. I've become more nice. I can see Mary's hand in my life. I'm doing things that I've never in a million years had thought that I would be doing right now. I'm serving masses frequently. I'm going to the chapel all the time. I go to Wednesday youth nights. I'm watching Catholic movies, Catholic shows. If you're struggling with anything or have any intentions of any kind, I encourage you to pray the rosary because the rosary is really powerful and Mary will guide you to heaven. Even if you just start with the 1 rosary a day, you will see the change that it does and the graces that Mary brings and all the happiness and the joy in your life.
Hands down, the very best way to discern God's will for your life, if you have a vocation or if you're thinking about the priesthood or religious life, is to remain close to Mary. And the Holy Rosary is the best way to do that. If you pray the Holy Rosary every day, all the mysteries every day, you will find God's will for your life, who He made you to be. If you have a loved one in your life who is far from God, pray the Holy Rosary for them. Let that be the motivation. There is no problem so great, there is no evil so dark that does not yield to the Mother of God. When you call upon the name of Mary, she comes before you and she brings her son. If you're trying to pray all the mysteries of the rosary every day, this might be helpful practical advice. Pray those opening prayers, the Apostles' Creed, Our Father, and the Hail Marys, just one time when you start your first rosary. Ask Mary for the grace to actually do it. And she will give you the grace to pray the whole rosary every day. Come to her with confidence. The Holy Rosary is the best way to live out a Marian consecration. Mary is the fastest way to Jesus Christ. She is the easiest way. She is the surest way. She is the most secure way to Jesus Christ. No one finds Mary without finding Jesus. And no one finds Jesus without finding Mary. The greatest saints weren't born saints. They were shaped and molded into saints by the hands of the Mother of God. The greatest minds in the history of the Church were faithful to her Holy Rosary. St. Alphonsus says that to call upon the name of Mary and to find eternal life are synonymous. And when you spend your life praying the Holy Rosary every day, the treasure that is waiting for you at the hour of death is incomprehensible. Think of the thousands and maybe even millions of Hail Marys that you will have said through your life. Every time you asked Our Lady, pray for me now and at the hour of my death, she will be there at that moment to greet you with a well done, my good and faithful son.
Our number one goal as fathers should be to get our family to heaven. Where it was the game changer for us was when we instituted the family rosary. That's where I started praying the 4th one, was with my family. And it isn't always perfect. In fact, a lot of times it's very difficult because we have little ones, right? And with little ones, they want to, you know, run around or they want to interrupt or they want to stop or they want to throw a fit. Don't give up. If it's dry, don't give up. If you don't want to do it, don't give up. And so when we pray the rosary as a family, it's something that unites us together, number one. And Mary is always going to lead you to truth. And she's going to lead you to truth as a family. And she's going to keep you rooted in the sacraments. She's going to point you to Christ in the Eucharist. She's going to point you to that family confession. When the father is truly stepping up and being a leader in the family, the children stick with the faith. And especially when you have two parents, when the father and the mother are both incredibly involved, they see two parents both modeling that for their children. That's of the utmost importance. Start somewhere. Let God build that for you, and He will, and Mary will, and she will guide you, and she will take you a step at a time, and she'll help you to be the father that you're called to be the husband that you're called to be the backbone for your family.
I am the oldest of the kids in my family, and I've been praying the rosary daily with my family since I was at least 3 years old. But it was really in the fifth grade whenever I took prayer into my own hands. I did this because I was having a really hard time in school. I wasn't doing very well. I had bad grades. I was feeling depressed. I had a hard time sleeping at night. I needed to go to counseling. Life was just becoming really miserable, and I just didn't want to do anything. So I asked my dad what I should do, and he said, well, maybe try and pray the entire rosary. So I took his advice, and I've been praying the rosary over the summer and for the first quarter of the year so far, and I've noticed a huge change in my moral appearance and my schoolwork. I love my teacher now. I love my school. I'm doing great in school. I don't have to go to counseling anymore. I can go to sleep like that. I'm becoming a lot more social, and I think a lot better to be around. Since I've been praying the rosary, my love for the Mass and confession have dramatically increased. I used to think that the Mass was boring. I really did. But now I long to serve at Mass, especially at the Latin Mass. I can definitely feel Mother Mary's hand in my life, guarding me, protecting me. After I pray even just one rosary, I feel a tremendous boost of morale. I realize that before, even if I had thought that I had not needed to pray a rosary, which I can think a lot, I feel so much better, and I realize how much the rosary has helped me. If I ever had to encourage other kids to pray the rosary, I would tell them to look for opportunities. My first rosary I pray is with my dad and my sister on the way to school. I will pray a decade in between classes, and there are a lot of those moments. And then if my parents ask me to run an errand, or if they take me shopping, I'll just pull out my wrist rosary and begin praying once again. And then finally, to top it off, I'll pray a family rosary before bed. Find those little moments, and all those little moments definitely add up. You can easily find time, but the hardest part of praying the rosary is actually forcing yourself to take that step and do it. But once you overcome that big obstacle, you'll find that it's easy, and you'll get grace out of it, and you'll just be a better person.
The rosary took a long time to be a part of my spiritual life, and it was really a difficult thing for me to do. But I always had kind of this understanding that the rosary was powerful. And I remember having a conversation with my brother, and I said, every holy person that we know has a devotion to the rosary, every single one of them. Every priest that inspires me has a devotion to the rosary. So there was definitely an understanding that if I wanted to be like these holy priests, the rosary was an obvious non-negotiable. The last year before I entered seminary, I had gotten in the habit of praying a rosary every day. In seminary, that was very important to me to pray a rosary every day. But even sometimes, I would find myself falling short. And if you're falling short with one rosary a day, that means you're praying zero rosaries on some days. While I was in seminary, and I'd been in seminary for a few years, we had a new seminarian enter, and I had known his family. We had the same home parish. And so I immediately was very excited. I started talking to him, and I said, hey man, how's your brother doing? And he goes, you won't believe it. I mean, his life has really changed. He prays the full rosary every day now, along with me. And I said, wow, this is awesome. And so I asked him, I said, hey, can you give my number to him? And I would just love to go to dinner with him. His brother reached out to me, and we went and got dinner. I mean, I haven't seen this guy since I had been in eighth grade. And we spent 3 hours together. He kind of told me his whole conversion. This conversation was so jarring because of how it was affecting me. His incredible conversion and kind of the influence he's had on other people and the influence ultimately that Mary has had on people. And I was tearing up. I was so moved. And I remember that day I hadn't prayed a single rosary. And I got home very late because we had had dinner so late. So I think I got home at 11 p.m. back to the seminary. And I just walked the circle and prayed my four rosaries. From then on, I was like, all right, let's do this. And really saw the fruits, the peace, and just the power. Give it a chance. Pray the full rosary for 1 week so you can see the benefits. A lot of us, especially who are fighting for the will of God, fighting for the kingdom, experience so many pushbacks and disappointments, and it feels like kind of the harder you work, the less is going right. And I really can say, praying the rosary, you start to laugh at how the pieces fall into place. I mean, time and time again. And I have to admit, every once in a while, I still say like, oh, everything's going wrong. And then when it all comes together, I say, why didn't I trust more? I'm sorry, I'm gonna trust more next time. But it's an amazing experience to see how fruitful your labors can be when praying the rosary. Mathematically, it seems like a really bad idea. It's a really bad use of time. But in my experience, the way that God works with all the things I can't control, which is 99.99% of things, through the Blessed Mother, it's absolutely worth it. And you totally credit Mary. I mean, you just credit the graces, which you're like, Mary, this is unbelievable. I mean, I feel like I can just go out here and you are just slaying every dragon in front of me. It gives you confidence to save souls. So I think priests, whose primary duty is to save souls, the salvation of souls, that's what the church is all about, absolutely need to be using Mary as their weapon, using the rosary as their weapon. And I think it's very, very important to have that intimacy with the Blessed Mother. That's an intimacy that the Apostle John had. Just really, really deep peace and comfort. The rosary is a balance of a couple things. The meditation on the life of Jesus Christ. I mean, that is so fruitful. St. Thomas Aquinas says that. I love Blessed Kluma Marmion. He echoes that. And I think that's what's so beautiful about praying the full rosary, is you have to be constantly going back to Jesus through Mary. I mean, just constantly. Where a culture is just giving us noise and noise and noise. And the rosary says, no, no. And Mary says, look at my son, look at my son, look at my son. Once I began praying the full rosary, I just had so many moments that I said, that's Mary. It has to be Mary. Just look at the results. You just have to look at the results. There's a temptation for a lot of Catholics right now to just be constantly reading news and scandal, and that's not gonna fix anything. I mean, you can read as many things as you want, and that's not gonna change the world. This is gonna change the world. So try it. Give me 1 week. Give Mary 1 week.
So I grew up Catholic, was raised Catholic. I went to Catholic school, and you know, that gave me a foundation in the faith, but I started to fade from the faith as I went to high school, and I started doing the things that the world told me would make me cool amongst my peers, amongst my friends in high school. And so by my junior year, that led me into, you know, going to parties on the weekends, drinking alcohol, using drugs, and that only intensified as I continued to get older. So senior year of high school, I was partying every weekend, using marijuana and other drugs consistently, and of course, giving in to lust consistently every day. And when I went to college, that only got worse. I joined a fraternity, and that lifestyle was just toxic in terms of, you know, my spirituality. The drinking got worse, the drug use got worse, intensified. And by the time I got out of college, it was pretty severe, those things. I could not resist those temptations, because I didn't have a life with Christ, and those temptations really decided how I lived my life. Start my job after college, and work was not going well. I wasn't making the money I thought I was going to be making. My lifestyle outside of work on the weekends was as it had been those previous years. Partying every weekend, drinking alcohol excessively every weekend, blacking out to the point of not remembering what I was doing those nights. Using marijuana every single day, using harder drugs when I'm partying, living a life of lust, It became too much. I was starting to realize how unhappy I was. My unhappiness was just so apparent. Towards the fall of 2018, my younger brother, who was my best friend, decided he was going to join the seminary. And I knew, you know, he was tending that way because he was really taking his faith seriously at that point in our lives. And during this time, he really was coming to me and he was telling me, you need to start taking your faith more seriously. I can see your unhappiness. You know, you need to be going to Mass every Sunday. You need to be going to confession. And of course, I didn't want to hear that. You know, I'm thinking I'm going to do it all on my own. I don't want to do those things. I want to keep living my life. Even though I was unhappy, I didn't think that was the solution, of course. And as my brother was, you know, pushing these things on me, as he rightly was supposed to do, I would start to pray the rosary now and then because he would ask me to pray with him. And I learned how to pray the rosary with him. And there was one time in about December of that year that I had gone to confession and I went to the priest and confessed those sins. And then the next week I went back with the same sins and I ended up having the same priest. And the priest tells me, which really stuck with me since then, that you need supernatural assistance. And you know, we all know that, but hearing that come from him and the deliberate manner in which he told me that really kind of struck my soul and really kind of opened my eyes to the changes I needed to make. And I made a promise to myself that I would just start praying the rosary once a day. And I started to see gradual improvements in my life. The temptations were still there. I was still, you know, doing some of those same things, but they were less frequent. Temptations were somewhat subdued, but obviously still coming at me and I was still having to deal with them. So all of these temptations came to a head when I started going on dates with this one girl and we started hooking up. And the week after we had started hooking up, I was having these constant thoughts of hooking up with this girl every 5 minutes, constantly thinking about that, of doing those things with her. It was incessant. It was unnatural. It wasn't like anything I had experienced in the past. If this was different, this wouldn't stop. You know, I'd be at work at my computer and I couldn't stop thinking about doing these things. I later found out these were actually diabolical obsessions, that the devil was literally playing tricks in my head. I didn't really know what to do. You know, it seemed unnatural, but I didn't really know the answer of getting this to stop. And that next weekend, I actually talked to my little brother and told him what was going on. He advised, you know, you might want to start praying the rosary 4 times a day. But he said, just try it for 7 days. Try praying the 4 rosaries for 7 days straight and see what happens. And so I was like, okay, fine. You know what? I'll do it. He had always told me that there is a grace we get from praying 4 rosaries a day as opposed to 1 or 2. Because there's 4 mysteries of the rosary, if you pray all 4 in 1 day, there's graces we receive. And he kept stressing to me that it would change my life. And I thought that was a bit much. I didn't, you know, totally believe him. I thought that was somewhat nonsense. But I told him, okay, I'll do the 4 rosaries a day and I'll do it for a week. And so I did that 4 rosaries a day. That was May 10th, 2019, and I have not stopped praying the 4 rosaries every day since. And it's entirely changed my life as my brother had told me it would. Those temptations, that diabolical obsession, stopped. Yes, I still have temptations here and there, but I'm much more readily equipped to deal with them. And that's because of the graces that I've received by praying those 4 rosaries every day. Because of that, I have not stopped praying 4 rosaries every day. And I don't plan on ever stopping. It's like Mary orders your mind, your perspective and the way you view the world and the things in it changes. It has made me want to do the things that I didn't seek to do prior. It has made me want to go to Mass, which I didn't want to do at all before. It has made me want to go to confession consistently. It has made me want to go to adoration and spend time with the Blessed Sacrament. I have started a group with friends that are roughly my age that I've grown up with, that I used to party with in high school, that I partied with in college, that know who I was prior to me converting back to life with Christ. And I've started this group with them because I want them to come back into communion with Christ. It gives you that desire to reach out to others and so that they can live this same life and see these same benefits and ultimately change their life for the better with the end goal of the salvation of their souls. As I've heard before, the rosary is the key that opens all the doors. And I've seen that in my life in every way. So I just urge everyone that if they're dealing with any temptation or they want to grow in their faith, the rosary is the key. I'm not here sitting here telling you to pray 4 rosaries every single day right away, but at least start with 1, hopefully working towards praying the 4 every day because it will change your life. Sometimes the addictions we have are more than just natural addictions. Sometimes there are evil spirits that are trying to make our addictions and our situation worse. And if that's the case for you, you need supernatural help. The problems that I struggled with every single day, the temptations that I faced every single day, are plaguing men everywhere in this country and everywhere in the world. So if the rosary worked for me and changed my life, it can definitely work for you, and it will.
Thank you for watching this video. This was truly the work of the Virgin Mary. It was the Virgin Mary who interceded in the lives of each one of these men. It was the Virgin Mary who inspired their words. And I really believe that it was the Virgin Mary who called you here today to watch this. If you have felt that Mary has been tugging on your heart, if you feel like she's calling you to pray the rosary more frequently, just start. Say yes. If you need help getting started, check out the video, 5 Tips for Praying the Rosary. And finally, I would like to thank my patrons. I genuinely believe that without your assistance, I could not have completed this project. So thank you very much. God bless you, God love you, and we will see you very soon.